I'm Chris Rubbelo with a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Efforts by beleaguered California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to retool his agenda have fallen short when it comes to healthcare. That's according to Dr. Jack Lewin, CEO of the California Medical Association. Time magazine recently gave the governor a C- in healthcare. Lewin agrees with that assessment, accusing Schwarzenegger of tinkering around the edges of what needs to be done. CMA's biggest criticism is with the governor's decision to cut Medi-Cal payments to physicians by 5%. Lewin says the CMA will sponsor legislation in the near future to eliminate those cuts, which reduce the payment for a routine office visit from $24 to $22.80.
Before the cuts were implemented, California was 50th out of 50 states in the lowest payments to the nation. So here we add an insult to injury, and obviously it will have a negative impact on access. There'd be nobody to work the patients up to diagnose them, and we already, as it is, 50% of the physicians have had to drop participation in Medi-Cal fee-for-service because it's a goodwill program. And many will take the patients but not submit a bill. It's a waste of their time.
In his recent budget address, the governor did allocate $72 million to bring 400,000 more uninsured children into Medi-Cal and healthy families. Lewin called that a nice gesture. He joined others criticizing the governor for falling short on his campaign promise to provide insurance for all of the 900,000 California kids without health coverage. Lewin also noted Schwarzenegger's lack of attention to public health. The Rand Corporation and the Little Hoover Commission have recommended the creation of a California Department of Public Health, separating it from the State Department of Health Services. The line item to make that change didn't show up in the governor's budget.
He doesn't mention that for $1.7 million, the Senate Office of Research says we could create a new public health agency, which we once had until 1971. We were the premier public health leader in the world up until then, when Governor Reagan eliminated the public health department. Today, we are in disarray in public health and could not handle well a bioterrorism event or a pandemic.
The CMA is supporting legislative efforts to reinstate the public health agency. Lewin says DHS is just too overwhelmed dealing with the massive Medi-Cal program to focus attention on public needs.
That program just dwarfs anything we do in public health. And public health is always underfunded and undervalued until we have a crisis. Now think about it this way. We spend $35 million an hour on Medi-Cal. So $1.7 million to create this new department, is just a few minutes of Medi-Cal spending to protect the public health of every Californian in a disaster. But until we have millions of Californians dying in a bioterrorism or a pandemic, we'll sit with blinders on as a state. For a tiny amount of money, budget dust, we could reestablish excellence in public health. And this governor needs to do that.
What else is on CMA's agenda this year? The organization will continue to push for a financially effective and politically viable means of attaining universal access and insurance for all Californians, including some coverage for agricultural workers. Lewin says not attending to all the uninsured is undermining the viability of emergency departments across the state. And how would physicians diagnose their own state of affairs in this new year? The CMA represents more than 30,000 physicians in the Golden State. And if Lewin is correct, many of them are more discouraged than ever.
Let me tell you this startling statistic. Surveying a large majority of our membership, 60% of California Medical Association physician members would not recommend to their children that they go into medicine. It's the first generation in the history that we ever know of where doctors didn't want their kids to be doctors. Doctors no longer want their kids to be doctors. They don't think it will be a reasonable way to raise a family in the future. That's an enormous change in attitude, and it's a scary one. We see in the medical schools across California very few students in their medical school and residency training who expect to go into primary care, that is, family practice, pediatrics, internal medicine. And even obstetrics and gynecology is considered to be a non-viable area. And while this is happening, the debt that students have to incur is approaching $200,000 at the end of their medical school. So you come out of school in your 30s, you've lost over a decade of income earning potential with a huge debt into a profession where Congress doesn't value what you do, the state of California doesn't value what you do, and it's not a fun time to be a doctor, even though the science part of medicine is more exciting than at any time in history. It's just medicine has become an endangered profession.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service at the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.